This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Torah says after the opening of the parasha, which talks about the appointment of the proper judges in Klal Yisrael, not to plant an Asherah tree. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Reish Lakish, anyone who appoints a dayan who is not fit, ki'ilu noitei Asherah b'yisoz, it's like planting an Asherah. The Gemara darshins, Shenemar, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha, v'samach lei lo yisita lecha Asherah kaleitz. Question is, what's the analogy between an improper dayan and an Asherah tree? Certainly an improper dayan is wrong, but we could have compared it to any infraction in our halacha. Why compare it to the planting of an Asherah tree? So Reb Chaim Brisker says a very novel insight. He says, what's the difference between an Asherah and a regular Avodah Zarah? Asherah is also a form of Avodah Zarah. Asherah is a tree that is worshipped as Avodah Zarah. What's significant about Asherah? What's significant about Asherah is the fact that it's not recognizable. It just looks like an ordinary tree. Regular Avodah Zarah, it may have the appearance of idolatry. This is just a tree which was worshipped. So from the outside, from the chitzonius, it is not nicker that it's an Avodah Zarah. It's the same thing with an improper dayan. On the outside, he may wear the cloak of the Rabbanan. He may have a long beard. He may look the part, but on the inside, he's corrupt. That's the comparison between the dayan she'eino hagon and the Asherah. Both of them appear on the outside as proper, but on the inside, they are corrupt. Therefore, Amar Reish Lakish kal hamamid dayan she'eino hagon kilo noitea Asherah b'Yisrael. That is the analogy, says Reb Chaim Brisker, of two items which have the superficial appearance of something which is hagun, but b'pnimios they are enoi hagun, says Reb Chaim Brisker, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.